Yes, the title for my sermonette this morning is, Where Shall I Dwell? And during the feast, one of the key principles about why we are here is revealed in our stay in this temporary dwelling place. We come from all over the world, and we meet together every single day. In the past, God told the Israelites to keep the feast by building temporary dwellings in which they would stay. And this is something that should be very well known to us. I'm sure that we've heard messages like this time and time again as we've kept the feast throughout the years. Hopefully I can tweak it just a little bit enough to keep you interested. In Psalm chapter 15, King David asked the question, "Who may abide in your tabernacle?" This word tabernacle can also mean sojourn, which means a temporary stay. In many places throughout the Bible, God's people, both the Israelites in the Old Testament and the Christians in the New Testament, are mentioned as sojourners on the earth. David's answer to his question is as follows. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? And he answers, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change, he does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. There is a temporariness in this life, as we know. And there is a temporariness of dwelling here at this feast. You know, we are here at the feast on the fourth day, and it is, like I told you at the very beginning, going by so fast. We have to use this time wisely. You know, we have to continually monitor ourselves in relation to all of God's word and how we are being obedient in keeping his word. Our goal is to make it into God's kingdom. And so part of that responsibility now is to make sure that we are accomplishing all these things so that we can stand with God. In the New Testament, Christ told the early disciples that he was going away to prepare a place for them, one where they would no longer be wanderers. And I really love this idea of being a sojourner because it really puts our reliance on God. No longer do we need to worry about the hustle and bustle, the issues that are happening right now in this world. Yes, we live here. Yes, by extension, we're going to have effects from that in our lives. But we get to choose whether or not we are going to allow God to lead us as sojourners, or whether we are going to fight this process along the way. In John chapter 14, and verse 1, reading from the NIV, it says, John 14 and verse 1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." You don't have to be worried. "You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to me, to the Father, except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. For now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Do you not know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the work themselves." It can seem like a funny interlude here between Christ and Philip. But there is a very plain reality that Christ is laying out for us. I'm sure that we can feel at times in our lives just like Philip did, "Lord, we do not know where we are going. How can we know the way?" It can be confusing at times in our lives to know the right and the proper path to take. Abraham had to have felt this way. Noah had to have felt this way. Moses had to have felt this way. But in each of these examples, they had to show their reliance and their faith for God's plan, where God would lead them. And so it has to be okay enough with us to know that God has a plan for each and every one of us and to trust and continue to walk in it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul gives us a little bit more understanding in this truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. And he says, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life." While we physically live in different locations, and our homes are there, truly, our mindset has to be on our future. What that holds for us, what God is leading us towards. And we can trust God to bring us into his kingdom as he sees fit. I'd like to turn to Psalm 91 for our last scripture. Once again, turning to some of David's words, Psalm 91. David says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by the day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your right side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but this shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the snake that is on your porch, and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. I added that little piece in there. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. These words are so powerful for us, and they are a promise for us. There can be no greater peace that we can come to have than to learn how to dwell with God and to appreciate the blessings that can come from having an alliance with God as our shield. When we do this, brethren, we truly do have a place to dwell.